Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal judge in the northwestern state of Washington temporarily blocked nationwide ban imposed last week on travelers and immigrants from seven predominantly Muslim nations. U.S. District Judge James Robart in Seattle ruled Friday that the states of Washington and Minnesota have legal standing to challenge President Donald Trump's executive order.
The court concludes that entry of the above-described TRO is necessary, and the state's motion is hereby granted.
The U.S. Customs and Border Protection says that it will comply with the order. The White House later Friday issued a statement saying the Justice Department at the earliest possible time would follow an emergency stay of the order, using the word outrageous. Shortly after, the White House issued a second statement without the word outrageous. The United States is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East in light of this week's missile test by Iran. The new sanctions are a culmination of the Trump administration's stance with Tehran. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says that the United States does recognize Japan's administration of the Senkaku Islands, a comment quickly criticized by China. Mattis has been in Tokyo meeting with the prime minister.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
And early in South Korea, Mattis said that any nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or any of its allies would be met with an effective and overwhelming response. This is VOA News.